can't help but sing because I'm happy. Because I know he continues to watch over me. Wherever I might be, no matter what I might be doing, no matter what the situation is, I know he's got his eye on me. And I know he has the power and he has the love to reach out and touch when I need a touch. To throw his arms around me and comfort me when I need comfort. I know that he knows where I am. And I know that he loves me so much. Why should I be concerned? I got to be happy having a friend like that. Having a friend who continues to watch over me. My Lord, my Lord. I'd like for you to turn your attention again for a moment, if you would, to Luke's gospel. Beginning with the first verse of the fifth chapter. Amen. And the word says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood up at the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out from the land and sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nonetheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they closed a great multitude of fishes, and the nets brake. And he beckoned unto their partners, which were in other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. If you do your part,
come on, Pastor.
The Lord will work a miracle.
All right now.
If we do our part, the Lord will work a miracle. I say that and it sounds like, well, Pastor, you're saying there are a lot of miracles that the Lord wants to do through us. And somehow all we need to do is say yes and he's going to start accomplishing great things through each of us. No, he's going to accomplish great things through all of us. We are his church. We are an extension, if you will, of Jesus Christ, and the things that need to be done, he wants to do through us. He wants to use our hands. He wants to use our feet. He wants to use us to accomplish his will. You know, as you look at this scripture, you can see that Peter and those who were with him on that boat were in a situation where they were obviously tired. They had been fishing for a long time. And they were probably at the worst part of their day. Or their evening now. Because you see, after they had done all the fishing and tried all day long, they've been trying for a long time to catch something. Hadn't caught anything. All day they've been trying. And now they're at the point where they're taking the nets out of the water, which isn't easy. Pulling the wet nets, trying to get them together, trying to organize them and fold them so that they'll be ready for the next use. They're tired already. The nets are heavy. The nets are wet. They haven't accomplished what they came out to accomplish. They came to catch fish, and they didn't catch any fish. Now they're there, and Jesus comes and sits with them for a while, and after he's spoken with those who are on the shore, he tells Peter to launch out. And Peter, I guess right then, thought, well, Lord, you... Let me tell you about this. We are tired.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
That we toiled all day.
Yes, sir.
We've been working all day. He didn't say no.
Uh-huh.
He said, we've toiled all day long. We are tired. We've been trying to catch fish, and somehow when you have a day all long fishing and you come back and you didn't even catch a little fish. Nothing in the net.
Yes, sir.
We've had a bad day.
All right, now.
We've had a bad day. We're tired. It's time for us to go now. We've worked, and it's time for us to go and get some rest. We need to go and lay down and get some. We've been working. We've been working long hours. But, Lord, You said to load, put down the nets. Because you said it. Mm-hmm. And now you see, he didn't go and get a second opinion from the other folks on the boat. He wasn't the only one who had been a fisherman all of his life. He had a lot of others who had been fishing all of their lives as well. And somehow, I guess, when he was thinking, he would say, now, if I ask them, they're going to say, Lord, no, no. We'll try this in the morning. We'll try this again tomorrow. But he didn't ask anybody else. He said, Lord, based on what you said, based on what you've told me, I'm going to go out now, tired though I am, sure though I am that there's nothing out there. We've been fishing all night long. I'm going to go down and throw out our nets again. Muscles aching, but we'll throw out the nets. Tired, but we're going to throw out the nets. Not expecting anything to come through, but we're going to throw out the nets. And somehow when they did that, you know what happened. The nets were so full that they found we can't get them all ourselves. Call some of those other boats in and let us pull them in. Let's pull all these fish in. And as they did, even with all the other boats and that were there, they all had so many fish that they were about to sink. That much. I kind of count that even though the boats were about to sink, I think they all counted it a blessing.
Amen.
They had done what the Lord said to do. They had done what he had said for them to do. Tired though they were, they recognized they had a reason to rejoice now. They're tired. I'm sure they could sing out and praise the Lord. Look what we've done and look what we've accomplished. We tried all night long and we couldn't get it done, but somehow we did what the Lord said.
All right.
If you do what the Lord says, he can work a miracle
Amen.
Through you. That was a miracle. Somehow there weren't supposed to be any fish to be caught there. There was no way they were supposed to bring all of them in. But they did what the Lord said to do.
Right.
You look through the scriptures and you'll find so many times that there's something that the Lord says to do. And you may feel, well, Lord, I don't know about that. But you go on and do it anyway. You look at Moses. Moses said, I can't go and do the things you've told me to do. I'm slow with speech. I can't talk. I can't be the kind of leader that you want me to be. But the Lord had turned him into the greatest leader,
yes, sir.
Able to do what he needed to do. All he had to do was say yes, and God did the rest of it. We were reminded of a wedding at Cana and those boys who were there when the wine had run out everybody knew the wine was gone now, but Jesus' mother said to the boys, said, whatever he says, do.
That's right.
You do it.
Amen.
Whatever he says, do, you do it. And Jesus had the boys to go and fill the big pots with water, and they knew what they were doing. They filled the pots with water. And after they filled the pots with water, he had them to go and dip that as if it were the fine wine that they should have had at this wedding. They knew what was in the pots. They put it there. They knew what was going on with all around them. Everybody was waiting for more wine. They were part of the crowd. They saw the crowd. And yet somehow they did what the Lord said for them to do. And they delivered to those who were there the best wine. All they did was what the Lord said to do. Let me put that a different way. Somehow, if you do what the Lord says, he can work a miracle through you.
Amen.
And we need to realize that we are to do what the Lord says to do as a church, and he'll work some miracles through us.
Amen.
He's told the Gideons what to do.
Yeah.
And somehow they put the Bibles in all the different hotels. And somehow every time there's a Bible opened by somebody who was on their way to hell. And they find a word that leads them to the church or leads them to ask more questions about the Lord. That's a miracle that the Lord worked through those who put the Bibles in that church. There are so many things that we need to realize. God wants us to be a church. He wants us to be an extension of him. He wants us to do great things for him. And if we'll just do what he tells us to do and walk as he wants us to walk, we need to be the light of the world. People need to look at us and see Jesus in us and be drawn to Jesus through us. He wants us to live and walk in such a way, that we who are righteous, we who are trying to do God's will, people will see who we are. We are the light of the world, and we have to be the salt of the earth that brings out the best in those that are around us. That's what Jesus wants us to do. And somehow we need to recognize that to do that, We can't accomplish what the Lord has said for us to do by saying, well, Lord, we're tired right now. I've worked all week long. I've been out on the job, and I got in early in the morning, and it was late when I finally got home. I'm at church now because I need to be at church on Sunday. My mother told me that, and my dad said it's where I ought to be, so I'm at the church. But Father, I can't do but so much, and so I'm going to sit here in the pew. I'm going to listen to the word, and I'll go down from this place, and I'll say that I've had church and been a part of what was going on. The Lord wants us to do more than that. No, He wants us to get up out of the pews. He wants us to walk out there because somehow He's telling us we are the light of the world. He doesn't just want to light up the sanctuary. He wants us to light up the world. He wants us to let people on the outside know about the goodness of the Lord. Somebody needs a touch, and they may not see Pastor Stan. Somebody needs a word, and they may not hear from me, but somehow you can give them that word. You can let them know that the Lord loves them, and Jesus has died to give them an opportunity to have eternal life by just accepting the salvation that He died on a cross for. Jesus wants you to get up,
amen,
go out and be that church. He wants you to get up, go out and touch, testify to somebody, testify to them about what you know about the Lord,
amen,
not just what you heard. Somehow we need to go out and tell them what we know about the Lord. You see, I know some things about the Lord. Now, I've heard some things about the Lord, but I can tell you some things that I know for myself. You see, Jesus has touched my life. Jesus has touched each of our lives. We need to talk about the things that He's brought us through. But the times that we were down, we didn't know how we were going to make it. How He brought us out of situations that we could not have come out of all by ourselves. You've got a testimony. You have a testimony. You who are the church. Not only do you have the word that you've read, not only do you have the word that you've heard from the pastors and others who preach, but you have a testimony because He's touched out. That's who we are. We are the church.
Amen.
And Jesus wants us to go and tell what we know about.
Amen.
Tired. Been working all week.
Mm-hmm.
Tired.
Tired.
Can't do much more.
Mm.
Tired.
Tired.
Jesus has something for you to do. Peter had something for Peter to do. Peter was tired. But look what he accomplished even though he was tired on that day. Peter was tired. But look what he was able to do, even though he wasn't able to figure out how it was all going to happen. Those boys, somehow all they did was do what the Lord told them to do. And they brought forth the best wine throughout the entire wedding. Something special. So many miracles we can see. I won't even go down the list. But we all know as we go through the scriptures how those who were obedient to the Lord
mm-hmm.
accomplished great things.
Amen.
We can look at Daniel. We can look at the Hebrew boys. They were just obedient. And miraculous things happened. They were just obedient.
Yeah.
And God brought them through situations that they couldn't have gotten through by themselves. They were just obedient. I'm coming to you today to tell you God wants you to be obedient,
mm-hmm.
to go and tell. He wants us to be that church. He wants us to be that light of the world. He wants us to reach out. We can't sit here and accomplish God's will as much as we can sing and praise and show our love for the Lord in this place, as much as we can shout and talk about His goodness in this place, as much as we can share the testimonies in this place. That does not accomplish what the Lord would have us to accomplish. We need to go out beyond those doors. We need to go out beyond these walls. We need to go out beyond even this city to try to let people know about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
God can do and will do great things through His church. That's you.
Amen.
God will reach out to somebody who needs a change in their life through you. We can't just sit and say we've praised the Lord, worship the Lord,
on,
and feel like we've done what God would have us to do.
Yes, sir.
It certainly wants us to come together and testify and to praise and to pray and have a great service in this sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
But this sanctuary is just a launching place.
Come on, sir.
We need to go down from this place, go out of here rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Go out of this place telling people about who God is and how God has a special blessing for each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us are blessed.
Amen.
The things that we do and that God says, Somebody said they wanted to sing in the choir, and they may feel, the Lord has put it on my heart to sing, but you know I can't sing. I'm not talking about you now, Sister Kay. But wait a minute. Let me do talk about Sister Kay.
All right.
Sister Kay feels like she can't sing. She can't sing all by herself. But you know what? I sit there in that seat and I can hear how she blends in.
Amen.
She's a part of that choir. And she doesn't pull it down. She adds to that choir. She's a blessing. Because somehow she sings her part. Then don't give her the microphone all by herself. But God didn't tell her to be a soloist. He told her he wanted to sing and be a part of that congregation. I look at the ushers. Somehow they may feel, that's the low job. No, that's not. And Barbara decided a while back that somehow the Lord had put it on her heart to be on the usher board. And she wrestled with that some, and I wrestled with that some, the first lady of the church on the usher board.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what God had said.
That's right.
She didn't ask me for a second opinion. And I just think about some of the things. Now, suppose Peter had asked some of the others on the boat for a second opinion. That would have been no fish caught that day. Somebody said, no, we'll do it another time. No, the Lord put it on. The Lord has put some things on your heart, some work that you can do in the church.
Well,
you know, I started talking about going outside and the things we can do out there. But we can also help to make this church more of what it needs to be.
Amen.
If God has given you a gift, if you've got a talent, if there's something that you're able to do, why not use it here where the Lord can be blessed by your blessing? He's blessed you with it. Use it as a blessing for the congregation.
Amen.
We need to be all that God would have. If God has whispered to you and God has said to you, this is what I want you to do, don't hold back. Don't look for other opinions. Do what the Lord has said for you to do. This morning, the Lord has let me know that I need to say to you, you're hearing this from the Lord because he gave it to me to give you. We know to go beyond this place. Reach out as a church and touch some folks. Let them know about the goodness of the Lord. Let them know about the opportunity for eternal life. Let them know that Jesus Christ loved them so much that he drug a heavy cross down the cobblestones of Jerusalem, heavy though it was. And though he could have stopped it at any time, called in legions of angels. He didn't do any of those things.
Right.
Tell somebody about it. He loved us so much. He loved us and those who you can reach out and touch. Let them know that they're a part of that love that Jesus has. That's who we are, church. We need to go and tell the story.
Amen.
We need to testify about our own testimony. And we need to let the people know who don't know that the Lord is real.
Amen.
The Lord has that assignment for each one of us. Take the assignment and run with it. Take the assignment. Go and tell somebody. Jesus is real. Salvation is available. All we need to do is recognize him for who he is and do what he's told us to do, which is to be a light to the world and let the world know who he is.
Yes.
If we do it, it's going to be miraculous. He said we'll do greater things than he did even.
My God.
We need to do what the Lord has for us to do. Go and tell somebody. Don't say you can. Don't say another time. Don't say I'm too tired. Don't say I know somebody who can do it better. Go and do what the Lord has told you to do. And what he's telling you to do through me this morning, perhaps, is go and let somebody know how good the Lord is and that they can have the same salvation that we've got through Jesus Christ. Let us talk to the Lord. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather ourselves together on this morning to start talking about the fact that we have some work that we need to do. The Lord has an assignment for each one of us. No, it's not just an assignment for the preachers and the deacons. No, it's an assignment for everyone who's a part of this congregation. We need to recognize that we're not only a congregation, but somehow we're the center of joy for those who don't know you yet. We can reach out and give them some of the joy that we have by letting them know how much you love us. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father, for giving us an opportunity to be able to touch folks in a miraculous way, just by using your name. touch them in a miraculous way just by letting them know what we know about you and the fact that you love them so much that you're ready even at this time to change their lives and to mold them into what you would have them to be. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father, for making each one of us special. Make us feel special by knowing that we are spokesmen for the God of the universe. Each one of us can go and tell somebody and draw them closer to you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for challenging us with an assignment to go and do something that will change somebody's life. Thank you in the precious name, the powerful, the adorable name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Please stand. There may be somebody here who has heard or read and come to realize that it must be real. And come to realize Jesus is real. Jesus does love every one of us. But you have not said yes to him and accepted the salvation that he so freely gives. He died on a cross. All that he went through, all the struggles that he went through, was so that we would have the opportunity I'm telling you about right now. If you haven't said yes to him, if you haven't allowed yourself to become a part of him, this is a good time. Now, not when the crowd is larger, not when the crowd is perhaps smaller, not when some of your friends are here. No, right now, the only one who you have to be concerned about being here is definitely here. The Lord is here waiting to hear you. His arms are wide open. He wants to throw his arms around you and welcome you to become a part of him. Somebody want the salvation? Somebody want to say, I've decided to make Jesus Christ my choice. He's been waiting for you all of your life. Somebody said, well, when I get a little better, I've got some habits I've got to give up. No, don't wait till you're giving up the habits. He wants you right now. He can help you through those habits and pull you out of those groups that you can't get away from. You need his strength, his love, his spiritual power to turn you into what he would have you to be. Is there someone who wants to come? Or maybe now there's somebody who's already said yes. Somebody who's already accepted him, but you did it somewhere else. You haven't been able to worship the way you want to worship. You haven't been able to get together and praise him with others who want to praise him. And maybe you feel comfortable in this household of faith. If you do, why don't you come on and become a part of the First Mount Olive Baptist Church family? He's waiting. We're waiting. My Lord. My Lord, my Lord. God bless you all.